Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. This is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Who else do we have on? Quiet today. Just you and me so far. Who want to talk? How are things?
I'm jazzed. Yesterday when we were talking about vitamin B12, as we were talking, I Googled it. And I got fact sheet of B12 on the government.gov.
Okay.
There is some exciting, very interesting information there. Well, for me.
Are you going to send it down to us?
Really interesting. Yes. I'll probably talk about it a little bit tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll find an easy way for everybody to get on this.
Good.
I don't know how to send a website.
Mm-hmm.
Through email.
Mm-hmm.
You do that.
I know how to do it. If you put the web
highlight it.
In an email to somebody, if you type the website, it generally will highlight
so
it for them
right
to click on. Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Just put the www. That much I know.
I was cross-referencing with some of Wisdom of Menopause and then going to my Calcium Plus and Osteodance and checking what was in there. That's kind of what I'm going to do today. I'm going to pull up all of the nutrients and Nikan stuff and see how it all relates to what.
How it fits into what we need to have.
Yeah.
Good idea. Thank you. But, I'm sure everybody would like to be in on it, so. Yeah, if you could send even just the website to Char and then fill us in tomorrow, that would be great.
Okay.
We definitely want to make sure we're having the correct nutrients.
Well, in reading it, I was going, this is what's happening to Americans. This is it. This is.
And on a government website, no less.
Yes, on a government website.
Yeah. Interesting. Who else do we have on?
Hi, Nancy. It's Jeannie. Good morning.
Morning, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm okay also.
It's
not a book. I'm okay. You're okay?
It is.
It's an old book.
Old book. That was good.
Yeah. Anybody else want to say hello?
Morning. This is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. How are you? Well, we have all these 7 o'clock people.
Hey, Nancy, it's Betty. How are you?
Oh, good. We have an Eastern time zone today. How are you?
Yes. Chilly.
Yeah, but it feels kind of nice, doesn't it?
It's not bad.
After, what was it, Saturday or Sunday? That was so blazing hot, I turned the air back on.
Yes.
With the humidity, I was walking in water.
Absolutely. The humidity was terrible.
Horrible. Yeah, but this feels kind of refreshing.
Is that from the storm that came up that way? Or?
Oh, we had a big-time storm on Sunday. Did you get that, Betty?
Winds that were terrible, yes.
We had a lot of damage in Cleveland, and still today there are many, many, many schools closed still.
Yesterday
we had hundreds. Today, I didn't even notice, there are a lot of schools closed. They say people may not get electricity before the end of the week.
Wow, really?
1 million people out, yeah. Whoever thought living in Ohio we'd get a hurricane?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. And it just came so quickly. I mean, it was breezy all day, but then poof. I don't like being out in that kind of weather.
No.
Who else is on?
This is Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Okay.
I hear a dog. Does that mean that Lee is here or no?
Oh, that's mine. Betty.
Betty, you have a dog too. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Taking inventory. Anybody else want to say hello before we get on with the advanced lifestyle call?
Good morning, Nancy. This is
Good Char. Morning, Char. How are you?
I am doing great. Thank you.
Good. One last call. Here's some beeps. Anybody else want to say hello?
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are
Hi.
You?
How are
we
you?
We have a couple of Eastern people.
Hi, Nancy.
Body high. Another one. Good. I'm glad. Now, isn't that interesting? The 7 o'clock people who are here on time, and the Eastern people who have 3 hours to work with.
I was on mute, and because I was just going to hop into the shower, so I got to say hello before I get in there.
You can actually hear the call in the shower?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I have it on speakerphone, and I just take a shower and do my makeup and all that.
That's cool.
Good. But I didn't want anybody to wonder what the water was from.
Uh-huh.
But now everybody knows I'm taking a shower, so that's...
Okay.
Oh, God. All right. I'm going to put you on mute.
Okay.
Okay.
One last call. Well, I'm going to do something I haven't done in a very long time. I'm going to actually read what we're doing, why we're on this call. The purpose of the advanced lifestyle call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a study group, because we're all working together on this one, who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Colin Campbell and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China study begins describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million participants. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask that if you find anything helpful and beneficial, that you pass the number and the time on to others and come back and share with us information and support. Thanks for allowing us to share this time with you on this wonderful journey. So, I got a, and I don't even, well, we've sent them, I guess that's how we got on their list. Consumers Report has an on-health newsletter, and I got one last week or the week before, and this is actually, this is not the newsletter, but it's an ad to sign up for it, and I think it was $18. Oh, it's, wait, no, it's not $18. I did send the thing back, though. And it, even just this 10-page deal that they are advertising has such wonderful information in it. You know, it starts off on the front page how people are living longer, and thanks to improvements in our eating and exercise habits. Now, of course, we know that some people participate in that and some don't. Even on something I was watching this morning, about shopping and who can save the most money shopping for a family of four for a week. One guy does it by, he's just cheap and he won't spend more than, well, this doesn't have anything to do with us obviously, but he tries not to spend more than $1 a pound on meat. And the other one uses coupons. And, the one who won't spend more than $1 said, you know, if you look at the food chart, the bulk of food is fruits and vegetables and grains, and those are the cheapies. Interesting that he said that. And they both ended up pretty close to each other, actually, within $10 of each other, but they saved 50% of their normal, of the normal amount that people would spend for a week of groceries. So, you know, they're questioning in these issues what are the best things that we should be eating. They list the bad fats, the saturated and the trans. And the good fats, they, you know, and some of us agree and some of us don't. Olive oil, reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. It looks like a very interesting journal, newsletter, whatever it is. And so I did order it, and if you don't like it, you can always cancel it. Interesting, one of the things here is salt hiding in your chicken. Many cuts of uncooked poultry contain added sodium. And we've talked about hidden salt in many, you know, whether it's MSG or whatever. But salt is a big thing for a lot of people, and you need to be aware of what you're putting in your mouth, whether it's the hidden salts or the sugars or whatever it is. Some of the things I know I'm not going to agree with. They say cooking in a microwave is okay. Does it lose nutrients? They say no. I don't agree with that. So, you know, we pick and choose, and sometimes the thing I like about consumers is that they are nonprofit and nobody does their research but them. They don't have food companies doing their research. I know that when we want to buy a car, we go to consumers because they're the least biased out there. And so that's why I figured this newsletter should kind of go along a clean route to give us information. What's the leading cause of acute liver disease? Hepatitis, alcohol? No, ordinary acetaminophen. That's what's in Tylenol and many other products. Pain, ibuprofen, naproxen can raise your blood pressure. Do they tell you this when you get the when you're taking them? Possibly harm your stomach, liver, kidneys, and long term. So it's full of wonderful information, and I'm anxious to see. Oh, we love this one, to help fight cancer. What do you think the one thing they say? Anybody have an idea? Mushrooms rank right up there with broccoli and an excellent source of disease-fighting antioxidants. They mentioned the portobello and cremin, C-R-E-M-I-N-I, which I bought last week or the week before. And I don't know, I mean, they tasted just like the regular button mushrooms. So I'm not, but apparently they have stuff in them that the regular button mushrooms don't. So, you know, getting a variety is another thing that we've talked about. A baked potato can lower your blood pressure. Controls your appetite, reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes. So, anybody have any questions, thoughts, concerns?
But does the baked potato have a lot of potassium? Is that
yes.
the reason it lowers your blood pressure?
925 milligrams of potassium to help keep your blood pressure in check.
That's why I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speed up your weight loss by sniffing. Smell may influence your sense of fullness more than the amount of food you eat. To accelerate your weight loss, smell your food, chew it slowly to appreciate the flavor and texture. Eat hot foods while they're hot. To maximize the aroma vapors. What doesn't work is skipping. You should skip the vinegar pills and always at breakfast does not work. Eat apricots, tomatoes, and watermelon to prevent cancer. Oh, here's a good one for blood pressure. Tame blood pressure with meditation. At yoga yesterday, she was talking about, actually one of the women, the one that I've talked about before, who uses a walker and has had a stroke, and I think she said she had fibro and she just had chemo. This is not a healthy woman at all. And she said that she took her blood pressure and it was 190 over 90. And it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, that, for anybody who doesn't know, 120 over 40 is baseline. Anything over that is scary. And she started doing some of the Tai Chi movements, got it down to 120 over, I think it's 70, just by doing the movements of Tai Chi and concentrating on that. So there are things we can do to visually, mentally, and lifestyle choices improve our health. And that was pretty quick and pretty dramatic for her. What else is here? Ease arthritis pain with glucosamine pills. Memory booster. Walk. Reduce stress. Emotional health improves with age. Research shows that people become less neurotic as they age. That's good to know. Interesting. We talked about this briefly last week because of that new show, The Doctors, where he said, the ER doc said at the very end, anytime he gives a patient anything, even as non-invasive as a Tylenol seems, there is always the chance of a negative reaction from it. And here it says, what drug companies don't want you to know, the best dose of any medication is the lowest one that works. doctors prescribe needlessly high doses. One reason for rampant overdosing, companies recommend doses that apply to all adults, sometimes despite evidence that lower doses work equally well with some people. A pill that's one dose for all patients makes it easier for docs to prescribe, and that makes it easier to market. And it also sells more drugs. So don't cut back on your own. Talk to your doc if you are on meds and want to reduce the amount that you're taking.
Some medications are just standard, though. Like, I think glucophage is a certain strength. It doesn't matter how minimally diabetic you are. If you're taking glucophage, you're taking the full whack. So some things are just marketed by name. They're not even, you don't really even have an option to minimize the prescription.
One thing that comes to my mind, my husband is on cholesterol meds, and he takes it every other day. So, you know, even though that may be a one-shot, meaning pill, whatever, however you take that pill, you can reduce the amount that you're taking by doing it every other day. But, again, do not do this on your own. Certainly work with your doc with it. I'm sure that with most of the docs, they're shooting in the dark as far as randomly giving you an amount. Obviously, if it's a cholesterol med, they're going by what your cholesterol is and everything else. They don't know how your body's going to react to it. Okay, anybody have any questions, thoughts, or concerns? Quiet group this morning. Somebody must have something to talk about. Are you guys still there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm trying to think.
I feel like I'm in a vacuum here.
Nick, keep on talking.
We're here, Nancy.
Oh, gee, thanks. let me think. What else do I have to discuss? I got Char's recipes yesterday. That was good.
I made that. You know, I find it's interesting. I made the protein salad recipe last night. So good. I probably ate more than I should have. And it was about 9 o'clock at night when I ate it. And I find that raw onions sometimes, if I eat them at night, I taste them all night long.
Oh.
And so this morning I had a little bit of onion breath.
I don't find that even with onions or garlic. It's really weird. You know what you could do to get around that is to maybe cook them a tad.
Yeah.
It does seem to help with the garlic, with the onions. What, did you not like the taste today?
Yeah.
You're on our schedule for dinner, but yeah, did you not want it this morning still?
Oh, no, I still like it.
Oh, okay. So it reminds you of dinner still.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just I wonder if that's my, I'm not digesting it, or I wonder.
Did you use the red onion or a white one?
Well, it had a little red and then some green onions.
Uh-huh.
So.
I wonder if it depends on the kind of an onion. Was your red onion sweet?
Yeah, a little bit sweet.
Uh-huh. They're supposed to be. They aren't always, though, I found.
I'm trying to decide which onion it was. Is it the green onions or was it the red that I'm tasting?
I don't know. Marty brought in a green onion yesterday from the garden for the first time in a while. I know my grandmother used to make a soup with the tops, but I'm not sure. I like to just munch on the tops.
Mmm. Those are good, too.
Yeah. I have not bought the vegetarian mayonnaise, so I can't make this recipe yet.
You know what? I got the grapeseed one, grapeseed oil vegenaise, and it's really good. It's good, too. The other one I had before, this is my first time to try this one.
Did you get it at the grocery store? Is that a health food more?
I got it at Sprouts.
Oh, okay. Should have known.
The company is Follow Your Heart.
Grape I agree. Seed. That one's too good.
Is that one too good?
Yes. And I had that same salad, Jeannie, for on the third or fourth day. It keeps really well, when it, at least mine did, when it was chopped really fine. And I do did like I do many times. I decided I liked it so well, I just grow it bigger as long as I had a little bit of extra dressing in the very bottom and could stir it in. So I chopped up some fresh green beans. I have yellow, green, and burgundy all in the same row mixed. They're called the trio beans. And so I picked some of the yellow and some of the burgundy. And, the yellow didn't show up at all. The burgundy showed up fairly nice in the salad and threw a couple handful of beans chopped up in there. So anyway, it's a good keeper,
yeah.
You know, to be able to make it for two or three days at least and have it in prime taste.
It's nice to have something to just either snack on or serve as whatever you're doing with dinner.
I'm doing the same thing did way back when I did Lifestyle before. Anybody that comes through the house gets to sample
mm-hmm.
my latest recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sometimes it's just a sample, and other times, like Marie upstairs, she says, oh, I know you told me to sample it. I took a huge serving because it tasted so good, and I thought, oh, this will just be my meal. I said, oh, that's okay. You know, I got lots of it, so don't worry about it. Because I know I'm doing something healthy for them.
It's a good thing you don't live right here, because Marty would be there to taste every single one of them.
We do get a few drop-bys. Yes, we do.
He would just happen to be in the neighborhood every day. I opened the chickpea, one of the chickpea things that I bought at the Indian Asian store last week, and I could sit and eat the whole bag, I know, and it was like, okay, you've got to stop now. They were greasy, so for sure, I'm pretty sure that they were fried, as you had suggested yesterday, Sha. And it's not something I will buy again, but they're good. They're like a puff. They're not as crunchy hard as I was thinking they were, but I guess that's why they're called chickpea puffs. So it was, an experiment to buy.
Yep, you never know unless you try it. I tried something that I picked up yesterday, and I thought, it's sweet-free. They were mini muffins, sweet-free, and they were blueberry, and they looked like they were fresh blueberry. Well, I unpackaged them before I got home and shared them with another gal, and she put one in her mouth, and I got one in my mouth, or a bite of one, this whole thing. But anyway, started chewing, and I go, my word, this is sweet. They might be gluten-free. Did I say wheat-free? It was gluten-free. Always watching for things for my one grandson. And I flipped the package over, and the first ingredient was sugar. I just looked at the front of it. I'd read the backs of so many packages. Obviously, I hadn't turned it over. And she stood there, and she rolled it around in her mouth, and we both looked at each other. I go, this is not worth swallowing. I'd already swallowed some of mine. I said, you know what? I'm going to have to find somebody. So I brought them home, and there was no carbs listed on it. Now, how can it be the first ingredient, sugar, and no carbs? So I'm going, I think this was a mislabeling. And anyway, I let Marie figure them out for her son, who gets a lot of wheat, and I suggested that maybe if she rationed them out one a day. They were made with TEFF flour, and that's the smallest grain in the world. It's about, it makes alfalfa seeds look big. And that was their claim to fame, that it was made with TEFF, but that was the second ingredient, not the first. And I'm going, oh, dear.
Wow. Sometimes when I have, and it's been a while since I've even had any kind of a muffin in my mouth, they're greasy tasting.
The fat content can be high.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, why would I want to continue to eat this?
Fat and sugar,
mm-hmm.
I can definitely taste.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think about the alternatives that we're using for the type of fat that's in normal baked goods, whether we're using flaxseed oil or full egg replacer or some applesauce. those things don't leave that kind of mouthfeel that we used to think was great. And all of a sudden, we're realizing that it's grease. I mean, it is just processed grease. And that feel isn't appealing anymore, just the feel of it. And so even looking at the Veganese mayonnaise, I'm sure the fat content, you know, I didn't look at it either, but I think the fat content is lower. The only thing I've got in the refrigerator that does not belong to me, well, no, this is probably low fat, is Miracle Whip that does not belong to me, but that.
Oh, I agree. Miracle Whip.
And you do. I thought the first ingredient on that was sugar, but it's not. The second one, I think, is high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Which is definitely what we do not want. Haven't given her an article on that one yet. I don't know that she's going to give up her Miracle Whip.
Is there something in writing on the high fructose corn syrup? I don't remember seeing that come down.
I don't either. So if anybody comes across something that's good, and I guess we could Google it or we could go to McDougall. No, I haven't seen anything either, come to think of it.
I've always been okay with the sugar taste. That's never been a problem for me, but I've never liked the taste of fat in my mouth, interestingly, or grease.
I can do some sugar, but I just not the amount that I used to. Now, a piece of chocolate, I can still have a piece of chocolate, and that tastes okay.
Me too. I think I was a diabetic in my last life.
This grapeseed veganese has 9 grams of fat.
Now, what does regular mayo have?
What is that, a tablespoon or something, Jeannie?
It's a tablespoon, yes. 90 calories.
Anybody have a jar of regular mayo? That they probably don't want to fess up to it.
I'm thinking it's like 14 or something, you know.
14, I don't have a jar.
But there's a lighter version available, too. I used to buy it, remember.
You know, I bought this jar for my son. But he eats the veganese.
Hmm.
Pretty interesting.
My husband.
What I have is Smart Balance in the refrigerator.
Smart Balance.
I think the Smart Balance is probably lower in fat, but I was trying to think what regular. Well, I know I've got the protein count book on the other side of the counter here. All I have to do is pull it down and look. Got every brand under the sun. I'll do that while you guys are talking.
A good idea. I never thought about looking there.
We forget the things that we quit using when we
change.
One thing that was so amazing to me in that book, though, is the cholesterol in red meat compared to chicken, because everybody who is eating that way thinks that they're doing their best by eating chicken and less meat. And I remember we talked about that in the call. The reality is they have the same amount of cholesterol and I believe fat. Depending on what cut you're using, obviously.
Yeah. That was an eye-opener.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I tell people I started eating this way a long time ago, but I just gradually cut out. You know, we cut out red meat, and then we just had fish and chicken once in a while. And then the China study came around, and so we just quit eating all of our protein sources from animals.
Mm-hmm.
And, thinking all along that we were, of course, that's what was in the news and all of that too. You know, what you read everywhere was.
There's definitely more publicity about eating fruits and vegetables, and it's amazing how when we say it, you always say fruits and vegetables when it really should be vegetables and fruits.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
The real mayo on all the various brands that's not light or whatever is 12 grams per tablespoon.
Okay.
On the fat end of it.
And the saturated portion is higher, probably.
I would think so. But I'm kind of partial to grapeseed oil if I've got to use that. That or coconut oil seem to be my best two.
Yeah, I remember you said grapeseed oil. I'd never tried that before in the mayonnaise. in the Veganaise, and so I saw it the other day and picked it up, and it's really good.
Grapeseed oil is good for you, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember why, but it is.
Is there a particular, as far as grapeseed oil goes, when you buy just the oil, is it refined and unrefined and all that, too?
Yes, because I've seen some that have that more natural greenish cast.
Okay.
The grape oil, when I was energy testing, came out as good as any of the ones that were making on the front of the label big claims about, you know, whatever. And it's one of the more common brands that you pick up lots of places. In fact, I've noticed that the restaurant supply house that I used to go to, they have it by the gallon. And I think the gallon, I wouldn't want to ever buy a gallon. I don't want to plant that much of coal.
Yeah.
By any means. But a gallon of it was like under $15, as opposed to when you're getting virgin olive oil. And then I need to say the other side of it, and that was what I just read in Esselstyn's book about totally curing heart disease or preventing heart disease, and that was not even a drop of oil, he said.
Yeah.
If you want to cut back on it, his book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, which is from Nancy's territory, Cleveland, over 30 years at the Cleveland Clinic, he has, you know, his whole area has been on heart disease and curing it with a diet.
I think he started with breast cancer.
I think you're right. There was one I was jumping back and forth.
Yeah. What they're feeding the service people anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, we know this, and I know we're singing to the choir with everybody that's on the call. These are the kinds of things in print that I think can help to wake up other people. And then talking about the opposite side of it, another page was talking about the formation of the plaque that occurs in the non-coronary artery can be just as dangerous. Whatever issue
keep hearing more, too, about lifestyle affecting your health. At least I've heard that more on TV with people saying that. So they're finally getting a realization that we do have some control, at least, of what we are inside by what we're doing on a daily basis.
Yeah, when McDougall looked at, now this is not diminishing exercise by any means, but when he addressed the different factors, he said, you know, like people like to say, well, my job, my stress level, and so forth, but he says the primary is still the diet, coupled with exercise, but still the diet as the biggest factor, because when your body is fed right, you handle the stress differently. Your body can deal with things much better fashion. And so he still put, you know, I think sometimes, Nancy, and I think you'd agree with me, that they just like to put it off on something else so they can get by with using all the foods that they're trying to supply us with, processed foods. And so that's another way of them doing it, is put it on something that you feel, well, I can't walk off my job, so I really can't control this.
Well, people don't like to take responsibility for what they're doing anyway.
Right.
And interestingly, this guy on TV who was trying to cut his grocery bill in half said that the most expensive stuff at the store is meat and processed foods. And yet, when, you know, I've had this discussion with my oldest son, who is a financial planner, and he's saying, Mom, you know, people just can't live on whatever the amount of money is. And I say, what are they eating? They can't afford to go on lifestyle, he would tell me. And, you know, we're eating, I'm eating so cheap now, it's amazing. But, you know, what are they eating? And what are these people that we see when we go outside our cocoons here? The obesity rate in Cleveland is humongous. And what are they eating? They're spending their hard-earned dollars on processed foods. And there's, you know, all that money down the drain. Plus, you don't know what the repercussions of what they're doing to their body is, more money. So it's very sad to watch.
Yes.
Nancy, yes. Did you happen to mention about today and Dr. Oz?
I was getting it right now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, he's going to be on Oprah today. That's all. I just wanted to mention something about 140-pound tumor? Or something?
I saw that he was going to be on, but I didn't see this. I don't remember the specific.
Oh, the other thing is, too, they had a, I don't know if you guys have seen that program yet. It's called The Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
McGraw there, the psychiatrist that Oprah kind of introduced to the media.
Dr. Phil.
Well, his son, I guess, is a doctor, and he's
his son is a lawyer.
Huh?
His son is a lawyer.
He is?
Uh-huh.
Well, why is he dressed like a doctor?
That's not his son. Who? Neither of those is his son.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was his son, but maybe it isn't. I don't know. There's four doctors on there anyways, and the commentator I thought was him. Maybe his son is producing it, maybe?
Yes.
I thought his son was a doctor. But anyways, they had this little girl that was only 15 years old that had a, oh, God, I can't remember the weight of that tumor on the side of her mouth.
Like
she comes from a remote part of the Philippines, I think. And if it was taken care of when she was only 2 years old, you know, it wouldn't have grown like that. But it grew so big on the side of her face that when she would go anywhere, they used to put a veil on her face because it was so grotesque. And she used to carry this thing around, and now they're reconstructing her whole jawline and everything. And it was quite a program. I mean, it's almost like Dr. Oz, explaining everything. There's a pediatrician on there, there's a gynecologist on there, and there's a heart specialist on there.
Okay.
And they do talk about, you know, diet and how more, I mean, almost like plant-based, you know, diet, your fruits and vegetables and exercise, and, you know, they don't really talk too much about the meats and everything to eat, you know, all the lower ones, you know, but it's a very good program. I don't know if anybody gets it, but you should plug into it sometime.
I started watching it last week, and I thought, you know, I'll give it a week because I I really don't want to spend more time in front of the TV. And I find it fascinating also because they're covering many topics. The commentator is an ER doc, and these are four docs who have been on Dr. Phil's program through the years. And his son is the one who is producing it, but I see Phil's name is there also. And it, you know, it seems to be working right now. They've touched on many different topics. Thanks for bringing that up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is the Dr. Oz a new program or is it a repeat? Do you know?
She's in new programs, and she has not brought up, that I've heard at least, how the plant-based, remember when she left in the spring, she was doing the plant-based thing and she was blogging, da-da-da-da. Well, she obviously, I would think that if she were continuing it, we would hear.
Well, does it show?
Pardon me?
Does it show?
No. No, and she's doing all new programs now. It is a new Oz, I'm almost positive. She has launched her fall schedule. It's not repeats anymore.
So she maybe didn't stick with it, huh?
Well, it was interesting. You know, those of us who read her blog, I think it was for 2 or 3 weeks. It sounded like, you know, it was easier for her than she expected, and she wasn't hungry and da-da-da-da. But, I mean, she wasn't on our calls, and to me, as ridiculous as this might sound to somebody, the support that we get and the education that we get is so fundamental and important and necessary, and without it, it's, you know, the struggle is much harder.
You know, Nancy, I got a great idea. Since you are more up on her than anybody else probably on this call, I think you ought to email her and ask her, and maybe she'd reply at least privately on email, and then mention that you participate in a call. You don't, you know, if you want to be more modest, you don't have to say that you help. Well, you know, I think you should say that you help with a call, because no one of us does a call anyway. I don't want to take credit for it. And so just see what if you can get a response back.
That would be so cool. I'll interview her on the call, guys.
That would be awesome.
That would be incredible. And say that we've been doing it for, you know, over a year because of being introduced to... Didn't she hold up the China study?
Oh, gosh, is this a test?
Or did she?
We saw it someplace. You know, it was the woman, and I forget, I have to look back and see the woman's name with the book. Anybody remember what it was?
Well, I know who you're talking about, but I don't remember.
Yeah. I think it was in her library. We saw it someplace.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that where it was?
But I'd give a plug on that. And just see if you can get a response.
That would be interesting to see if she would ever answer.
And build, you know, make sure you build her up. Say, you know, you've advocated to all the people that you talk to about Dr. Oz and on her program and how much good she's doing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what they like to hear, because they're fun.
We all like to be validated, she says.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we... Many of us on this call can certainly commiserate with her, and she talks very freely about her lifelong struggle with weight.
Yeah. Well, shouldn't we all take a vote and put Nancy in charge of it?
Vote yes.
Yes.
I assume that on her website there's a way to send her an email. Okay.
Yeah, so you could say we were talking about you the other day.
Yeah, we're just wondering what you're doing out there.
All raving about your program.
Oh, my. I'll read what I'm going to email before I do it. This wouldn't be just one of those fly-by-night, how are you doing? And I guess I shouldn't do it all in lowercase like I always do, huh, guys?
Tell her, honestly, it has become the call has become popular around the world. We have people calling in from other countries, which is the truth. And it has been recorded on websites with people being interviewed. And, you know, and just, you know, da-da-da-da.
Want to make it too long because then she won't read it.
Right. Well, no, not. Definitely not. Yeah, you're right. It's got to be very short.
Yeah, it has to catch her attention.
Yeah. I have a catchphrase.
Yeah. What are you thinking? That's a favorite Dr. Phil comment.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's very sad to watch her go up and down and up and down, and she hasn't addressed it yet this year, although this is, I think, her second week only back. But she's very open how she has struggled with this all of her life. And interestingly, there were two people, and I don't remember what I saw them on, who were struggling with something addictive. And, you know, when you are sexually abused as a child, it's not surprising. A lot of people who have any kind of an addiction, whether it's drug, alcohol, sex, whatever it is, have been abused as children. And, you know, she certainly was. She had a horrible childhood. And when you realize where she's come from that, it's amazing. So.
I agree. And like what said, the buzzwords, some short phrases, and you're good at putting that stuff together, Nancy. So.
Well, I will work on it and bring it back to the critics before I ship it out to her. Anyone, go ahead.
I just said I love it. I think that's a great idea.
Gee, thanks, Jeannie. See what you're trying to come up with something like that.
Okay, now I'll do a little contribution because I know I didn't get the recipe typed after I did retry it on the berry tapioca pudding, and a better balance to get a better consistency would be 1 tablespoon of tapioca to 1 cup of fruit juice, whatever you want to put with your fruit. This is just the ratio now. One tablespoon of minute tapioca to 1 cup of fruit juice to 2 tablespoons of sugar to 2 cups of fruit. Now, that's only going to make like 2 good-sized servings. Probably 3 out of that much would be better for a dessert, especially when you top it with the milk and wine, a type of yogurt, and then a scoop of granola on top of it. And you just, again, you just sprinkle the tapioca on the juice, then let it set for about 10 minutes, and then bring it to a boil, and then let it cool down. It's going to look really, really thick, and add the sugar into it. I'm sorry, it's 2 at the same time. And then into the juice. And then after it's cooled just a little bit, then stir in your fruit. And I'm still on blackberries. But I got another idea this morning while I was getting up thinking about it. But now I don't have any excuse for not typing it up because it is really simple. But and that is a custard, where you'd actually make it like a custard with the M-Y-L-K. And then put whatever fruit, like my mother used to make an apple custard pie. Well, it doesn't have to have a crust. It can just be that. And again, I don't feel very guilty about having a small serving of that because the fruit, the way I did it, the berries were not cooked, of course. And any of the berries that you can get work really good on that. But the apple I was thinking of more of a custard filling. But my mother used to do that with berry pies, too. She used to do custard. And, you know, we've got great, I love the milk we have available. I think they're far better tasting. And don't leave that grease coating that M-I-L-K, cow's milk, leaves in the roof of your mouth. So
so what is this M-Y-L-K? Where do you find that?
M-Y-L-K is my spelling, sabotage from Dr. Gabriel's cousin. That's the way he spells it in his book. To differentiate. Oh, we got sirens in the background, guys. Kind of unusual when it's not a hot afternoon, so it must be something other than somebody drowning in the river.
Wait, it's early for that. Early for that kind of noise.
Yeah, we don't get much out of the country, but we kind of echo in the way the road goes when they do that type of thing. Anyway,
so you're talking about the Okara, is that it? With the milk, are you talking about the Okara?
No, not the Okara. I'm just spelling milk, M-Y-L-K, if it's other than animal milk.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that when you see it on a recipe, people would notice it, and even if somebody else is seeing it, they're going to say, what's M-Y-L-K?
So you can use the rice or the almond or the soy or whatever you want to use.
Right. Any of them, yeah.
So you're going to send that down because I know there are people on the call today who were not on yesterday and they're wondering what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, I will do that.
Thank you. Okay, guys, it's 10 of. Anybody have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns? Or is there anybody who's brand new, who's never been on a call before, or who has been on a call and has a question that's never been addressed? Okay, well, I really appreciate everybody's input on the call. We had a little challenge there with everybody just waiting for the next person to talk, and finally it got rolling. But I appreciate everyone coming to these calls and supporting the calls, because without you, there would be no calls. We learn from each other, we share with each other, we support each other, and that to me is why we're here. So if you found anything helpful and you want to share this with your friends or people you meet in the everyday walks of life, give them the number and the time of the call and come back tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll be back tomorrow with Brenda.
Thank you.
Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye. Nancy.
You're welcome. Thanks, everybody, for participating.